The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Yes, Queen.
You're 90% there.
The one.
The fake tan.
I think I'd fit right in.
Easy Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Does this sound familiar to anyone?
Throw it in the window, Gary.
Disgusting!
I don't know what the rules are.
Radio. One!
Hi. Hope you're okay today. Hope you're safe and well. Greg is off this week. He's fine. He's just having a little week off, having a big rest. So this is Scott and Chris on Radio 1 Breakfast. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Hope you're safe. Hope you're well. So we're here all this week till Thursday in the mornings. And come and say hello. We're on 81199 if you fancy an early shout. 81199 is how you connect with us. Me in Radio 1.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Scott and Chris.
And Chris at home.
Let's have it, mate, as well. I've been sort of looking forward to this all weekend. You know, obviously, there's not much that you can be getting up to. And I knew that we were doing this show on Monday. And I'm buzzing for today. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. I heard Adele say this earlier. If you do see a key worker today, just give them a little nod. Or a wave or a smile. If you're a key worker, obviously you get the first mention on today's show. Obviously, because you're the most important. Now, most people stayed at home this weekend. There was a minority of people that went to the park, at the beach, or sunbathed, and, like, that's not okay. In Australia, there's been a bit of confusion with a guy that went for a run and had a kebab, and it was mentioned in their normal press conference, you know, like the one that Boris normally does.
I find it hard to believe Someone was going for a run and then stopped to have a kebab. But in any event, they do things differently in New South Wales. Look, there's nothing wrong with... There's nothing wrong with going for a run and having a kebab. I don't think there's anything wrong. We're not making it unlawful to go for a run and eat a kebab. It's whether or not you're in a group. That is the issue.
There we are. That's Mark McGowan there, Premier of Western Australia, in his press conference. It's fine to go for a run and then have a kebab.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's me, Scott, here in the studio at Radio 1. Chris is at home. Are you home alone?
I'm home alone, yep. I'm just making myself a little bit comfortable. So, you know, last week, I'd put up a little picture on socials every day of me in my living room here.
Yep.
This little setup. I'm just in the corner of my living room, just overlooking, you know, all the other houses on my road. It's quite funny, really, to be doing Radio 1 just from this little corner of the living room. But in the background, I'd just have a little beer there, you know, just something to look forward to after the show.
A little bit early and it for just, that, maybe.
This is what I was going to ask you is, and I've been getting tweets from people saying, are you going to continue doing this?
It
just doesn't feel right. But then I'm thinking, you know, key workers finishing a long shift, they deserve a beer. So, you know, is it airport rules at this time anyway? I don't know.
What have you got on the mantelpiece right now and put it on social media?
Well, I'll put it up in a second. I'm not going to take any chances with this. I don't want to get in trouble this early in the week. So for now, I've just put a picture of you there. I can put, because it's just nice. I can look at it and sort of imagine you a little bit. It was going to be you or Carol Baskin or, I don't know. It feels like we can switch it up a little bit every day. Maybe someone listening.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Because we're not actually together. It's nice that I'm still there with you.
One!
Okay. This was suggested by listener Adam on Greg's show. We are celebrating better days because let's not do today's quiz at the moment. The news is bleak, let's not lie. So we're going to celebrate something good that happened on a day in the past. A quiz about things that happened on a really good day. Today we are going for Good Friday last year. Now it was the first summery day in all four nations of the UK, and it was the start of an amazing four-day weekend when we all went outside, like what we can't do at the moment. So it's the 19th of April, 2019. Playing this week on the Better Days quiz is Lydia, who is part of a team called Key Workers Plus One. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Chris is here as well. Yeah,
good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
Hi.
All good. How are
you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. I'm awake, I'm kind of raring to go, so I'm going to give this a go.
Okay, so you know it's Good Friday last year.
Yeah.
So let's try and relive as many memories as we can and what you can remember. So who do we have in the quiz team this week?
So we've got, working backwards from Thursday, is Rachel, who's an A&E doctor up in Carlisle. We've got Jessie on Wednesday, who's like a, okay, this is what she said to me, like a digital content creator for YouTube. Okay. So I don't really know what that means, but she's
currently working.
It's a mystery job. Working from home up in Cumbria, but she normally lives in London. And then we've got Harriet, who's a primary school teacher who lives in Chester with her lovely photographer husband, Johnny. And then there's me. Aww. So, and I live in Lancaster and I work as a dentist in the, are you ready for it, maxillofacial surgery department of the hospital.
Easy for you to say.
And it rolls off the tongue after a few times. Okay. You know, you get used to it.
Are you working today?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you to all of that team, and we'll speak to them all this week.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about when you got married last year and what you wanted to have as the first dance.
So when we initially got engaged, I mean, one of the first questions that I was initially asking myself and my new fiancé was, what is going to be our first dance song? I mean, it's a big moment. It's a big, important moment. And immediately, my mind obviously turned straight to Sean Paul.
Obs.
I absolutely love Sean Paul. And I just thought the image of us two dancing to Sean Paul and everybody else just like, what is going on? Would have been hilarious. But he kiboshed it and said no. So it's quite sad.
Who said no?
My husband.
Why?
Oh, what a loser.
I think he thought it wasn't... I mean, I think he thought it was slightly inappropriate for some of the older members of the congregation, but I was like, come on.
Is there any track you were thinking of by him in particular?
It was definitely going to be Temperature.
First dance, Temperature. Yeah. We've actually got... See, this would be my one. Well, I don't really care what people say. When I get married, no one's telling me no.
Glue. Honestly, can you imagine, like, the two of you absolutely dancing off to that? It'd be absolutely brilliant.
No, but I see what your fella's saying, because this kind of song, it isn't really very first dance-like. However, any song like this can be changed to fit that kind of occasion. Just look at Love Island. They can slow down the songs, make candlelight versions, and everything's fine. We can give this a go for you if you want, and you know, potentially try and switch it up.
Yeah, just get some acoustic in there. Maybe we can recreate. I mean, actually, happen in our first dance is that there was the one thing you forgot to do, but you forgot to download the song. We had really bad signal in the village hall where we had it, so it actually cut out after about a minute. So we didn't actually have a first dance. So, you know, we could just redo it.
Right, well, here's what Light Glue would sound like if it was a candlelight version at someone's wedding, Chris.
Yeah, here we go. I've just got the lyrics up. Sean Paul, so me go so then. I'm going to go really emotive.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Well, I don't
really care what people say.
I don't really watch what them dumb one do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I'm Mondan on play number two. I'll give you a bit of Get Busy just in case you want that. You ready?
Yes, please.
Here we go. Yo, sexy ladies want par with us. In a car with us. Them noir with us. In the club they want flex with us. To get next to us. Them car vex with us. From the day me bomb jar ignite me flame. Gotta call me name and it's me fame. It's all good girl, turn me on. Till early morn, let's get it on. Let's get it on. Till early morn.
Yeah, right. Anyway, better news quiz. So we're going back to Good Friday last year. Can we test the dingers, please? Because I don't like it when they... Yeah, excellent, good.
Okay.
Greg James listeners go off if you don't test them, Chris.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're tested. They're working. We're fine. We're good to go. Let's do this.
Okay, so first summary day in all of the UK last year. Lydia, are you ready for the Better Days quiz?
Yes, let's go.
Here is your 90 seconds starting now. On Good Friday last year, which group became the first Korean act to get a UK number one album?
BTS.
Yes. On this day, celebs were pictured attending which Kardashian's 40th birthday party?
Kylie.
Nah, Courtney.
The brother, Kylie.
A record high temperature for the Easter weekend was recorded near which London airport?
Stansted?
Oh, you haven't gone Heathrow. Which singer of Old Town Road was number one in the UK singles chart?
Oh, literally, Peter Andre. I can't remember his name.
Lil Nas X. The boxing match between Jarrell Miller and which British boxer was called off?
What's he called? He's not Deontay Wilder, but I have to say it.
Anthony Joshua.
Oh, man.
Bolton Wanderers were relegated from which English football league?
Premier League.
Championship. Mel B was seen perfecting choreography for her reunion show with which girl group?
Spice Girls.
Hey.
Which MP apologised after being pictured drinking a can of mojito on the London Overground?
Yes.
Diane Abbott.
Legendary.
On this day, it was Good Friday, which is part of Easter weekend, but spell Easter.
E-A-S-T-R-E-R.
Which teenage climate activist said she hoped to join the Extinction Rebellion?
Greta Thunberg.
Pardon?
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, you got it. Ooh, okay, good.
One.
I mean, that wasn't good, but hey-ho.
I like that you're conflict-averse, Scott, so just gave the point despite the wrong spelling. But that's we'll just go with that.
Easter now has no E.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really quite embarrassed about that, but we'll just let it ride.
You got five.
Five.
Five in that, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It's an okay start.
I'm getting a platform. The rest of them, I'm going to boost them up by letting them do better.
Totally.
That's my,
who are we speaking to tomorrow?
We are speaking to Harriet.
Harriet. And what's her job again?
She's a primary school teacher in Chester.
Perfect. Okay, we'll speak to Harriet tomorrow morning from the Key Workers Plus One. Lydia, have a dandy day.
Thank you so much.
Scott Mills.
If you stayed at home, which I hope you did this weekend, people mostly on TikTok, really.
Oh, yeah. It's people are working hard on their TikTok. Inundated.
The game has been upped. Are you getting loads on your WhatsApp? Go look at this.
They are. Mate, a lot of the thing is, because you're on so many different WhatsApp groups, like family WhatsApp groups where they send stuff around, it's generally not that funny.
No.
But funny for various members of the family. Can I just say, by the way, I'm absolutely buzzing I got a wave back from the bin man. That is one of life's little pleasures that I think I have forgotten since when I was a child.
Yes, it's
childhood. When you're a child, you look out the window and you get a wave. I think we should really encourage this. I don't know if anyone else has got bin day today, but just wave out the window at them. They love it.
Well, I said earlier, and I heard Adele say this on Early Breakfast, if you do see a key worker today, just give them a little nod, you know what I mean, or a wave or a smile. I've noticed this happened to me yesterday. When you safely pass somebody at a distance of 2 metres in the street now,
it's true.
You both nod. Thank you.
That's so true. Yeah, but I got a little wave back. I'm sort of buzzing off that. Anyway, look, back to the TikTok stuff. Yeah, I've got so many... I mean, there's a lot of bad TikToks as well, isn't there? Let's be real. But there's a lot of good ones as well. There's certain people I follow who are absolutely brilliant. There's one I wanted to bring to everyone today. Can I share?
Yeah, sure.
So this is a girl I know called Alex Hartley. Now, she's a cricketer for Lancashire and England Women. So there'll be a lot of people listening who know about her. But what's amazing is she seems to be spending all of her time on TikTok and actually putting in maximum effort. And she put this one up. I think there's a game in this potentially, but she basically has a go at singing a Mariah Carey song. And Mariah Carey goes, it's quite an old song, but she goes really, really high on this song.
So this is a song, a really old song by Mariah Carey called Emotions. And Mariah Carey does a ridiculous screech in the middle of it, which you don't hear in songs now. And I think at the time she was just showing off her vocal prowess. Like, I can get to this high note, no other singer can. Can I play you the original song?
Oh, yeah.
So this is that Mariah Carey track I'm talking about. Show off. again.
Whoa. What is that about, eh?
I know.
But Alex Hartley's put up this video and it's that bit of the song. So you hear Mariah Carey do it, then she has a go at the high note. And I'm just wondering if anyone can do any better than this. Do you want to hear her version of it?
So this is Alex on TikTok. Okay.
This is Alex on TikTok. I think this is brilliant.
Okay, cool.
Right, would anyone like to accept that challenge?
Let us know. Do you want to have a go? Like maybe, because you're at home, out your window.
I can go out the window. But then people will know that... I mean, I assume people are listening to Radio 1 on this road. They'll suddenly clock that I'm here. Because I'm sort of hidden away here. Hold on, let me go out the window. Can you still hear me if I'm over it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Go and open the window then.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Ready when you are.
Yeah, hang on. So, the original by Mariah goes like this. So, just to know where your cue is. Here. There.
Okay.
Okay, here's Alex's one, right, just to give you a bit of inspo. Okay, go. All right, is that,
out the window. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Here we go. You live in a quiet street too.
Neighbours are going to be on, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm in the studio. Chris is at home. Do you want to give that high note another go, or?
I don't know if like being real with everyone listening to this, and I don't get on with my neighbours amazingly well.
Oh.
So my concern is doing it once more might just be like I've got my phone in my hand here right now, waiting for a text that's going to tell me off. So I don't. Like, I'm not sure I should push it this early in the week. But I'm happy to throw the challenge out. Do you want to give it a go?
Yeah, I'll give it a go. Anyone else, let me know. 8-1-9-9.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Scott and Chris.
Oh, I really haven't got the range. Okay, it's 10-8. All the latest things for you now that you may have missed while you were sleeping, or maybe you just decided not to go on the internet at the weekend, which is absolutely fine right now. So, loads of people have been obsessed with the Tiger King documentary on Netflix. You're just into this now, aren't you?
Yes, I've managed to catch up on this, so I do understand everyone's obsession. It's good, right? But unpopular opinion here. It's not as good as everyone's making out, I don't think. Yeah, am I wrong to say that?
Where are you in the series, though?
I've completed it, mate.
Oh.
Completed it. Like, it is really good, but maybe I'm the only one here. It is really good, right? I just don't understand, like, everyone's going, like, ridiculous for it, aren't they?
Oh, I think it's so... Like, so many mad things happen in a documentary like that. I've not seen that kind of madness for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Well, maybe I'm just... I don't know. Maybe I'm just seeing it differently. However, the characters on it... The characters on it are amazing.
I'm just here for
Carol.
And
we'll be... Surely when Freshers Week is up and running again, surely we'll be doing student nightclubs all over the UK. Carol Baskin DJ set.
She will get
you know
work.
What I'm saying, Scott. We won't be doing any freshers gigs this year. It will be Tiger King people.
She will get work. But if you do love Tiger King, I did. Chris didn't.
No, I did. I'm not sure about the hype, you know?
Jeff Lowe from the programme shared some exciting news over the weekend.
Take care, guys. We love you. Netflix is adding one more episode. We'll be on next week.
Next week, yeah.
We're filming here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on.
Thanks, Jeff. So there is going to be another episode. They're filming it this week, and they're thinking of dropping it next week, Tiger King fans. From big cats to big dogs, in Maryland, in America, there's a dog called Soda who is delivering people wine. So Soda carries a bottle on his back to ensure people practice social distancing. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
This is a dog, everyone, delivering wine in these difficult times.
Good boy.
Good boy. Thank you.
Good boy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this the best circus ever?
Good boy.
Good job. Get your bottle.
Good job. Another dog has been doing the rounds over the weekend is Michelle Owen's dog. Now, who's Michelle? She sport.
Yes, Michelle Owen. Yeah, she's usually a reporter for, I think it's Soccer Saturday. Yeah, I think
on
she
Sky.
Does Sky Sports News, yeah.
Okay, so this weekend, decided to report on her husband's FIFA match, but her dog had other ideas. So here's Michelle Owen's dog commentating on her husband's FIFA. We're getting in the way.
Welcome back to Gillette Soccer Special. Not sure where Jeff is. Must be an international weekend or something. So let's go around the grounds. First goal of the afternoon has come in the Devon Derby at Home Park. Michelle Owen.
Yes, Jules, and it's Plymouth Argyle that take the lead at Devon Derby. Certainly, so you can hear the crowd going absolutely wild at Home Park.
Yeah.
Another interruption over the weekend was during Kel and Katie's Life Hack show on Radio 1 yesterday. I actually heard this happen. I heard this play out. So Kel Spellman was presenting from his brother's bedroom when this happened.
I wouldn't want that.
Taking my charger again.
What? What?
The charger, bro. Stop taking my charger.
Yeah, I'm on the radio, mate.
When you're on national radio and your brother's like, stop taking my charger. And finally, as we mentioned, so many people are doing TikToks at the moment. On Friday, Drake released a new track called Tussie Slide, which was our tune of the weekend on Radio 1. And loads of people have been trying the dance to it on TikTok. It's basically the modern day version of this.
To the left. Take it back now, y'all.
No, but it actually is.
Five hops this time. Hop it out now. Right foot, let's go. Left foot, let's go.
Have a look on TikTok. If you can do the cha-cha slide, you can definitely do the Tussie slide.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, so should have been Watford v Southampton, Saturday just gone. Got cancelled for obvious reasons, but it feels like we can maybe try and work out what the score would have been in other ways. And recently Greg's been doing this by doing rock, paper, scissors. I think this is a brilliant idea. And I've actually been on his show before representing Watford when we were due to play Burnley. And Watford absolutely stomped Burnley at rock, paper, scissors. So we're going to be doing it today. I'm going to be representing Watford. Scott, you're going to represent Southampton.
The dream.
So we needed a referee. And we thought we'd bring in TV's very own Mark Chapman.
No way. Is he on the line?
We've good actually morning. Managed good to get morning. Hold of him for this morning. Oh yes, God. Here he is. Come on, Chapman.
It's him off the
He's
TV.
Back. He's back on Radio
behave.
1, people.
Behave. It's like 2007 oh, all over again.
I don't know what you mean.
Wow. I'm fanboying at this. This is amazing. This is what Radio 1 used to be for me. It's just nuts hearing this.
Yeah. Can I just say as well, a big shout out to all the bin men. It is our bin day today, so very grateful to our bin men. Also, our bin that gets collected today is the black bin, which is the bin that's full of bottles. So if there's a very large crash during this feature, that's my bottle bin being collected.
So Chappers, where do we find you right now? You're in your estate, aren't you? And you're in perfect quality, which means you've got a lovely little studio there as well.
Yes, I am in my house, just in front of the computer in the little sort of box room office that I have. Yes,
in the orangery.
So behave. Just a very tiny box room, yes. And that's now, where they put a studio in for me.
This is the leafier area of Manchester. Now, are you still on the same road as Gail from Coronation Street, or did I make that up?
No, you made that up. It was Sally from Coronation Street. Just around the corner.
My apologies,
yeah.
Wow, yeah, look, spread the
please
word,
get
everyone.
It right.
Okay. Spread the word, everyone. Chappers on Radio 1 Shock. Tell everyone, spread it.
Okay, so, Chappers, I'll let you handle this. Over to you.
So, as Chris has just described, this is Watford against Southampton. Welcome to Vicarage Road. Now, last time these two teams met, Southampton actually went 1-0 down, as Chris will remember. But they actually managed to score two goals late on to beat Watford 2-1 at St Mary's. Just to clarify something that Chris said about Watford absolutely thrashing Burnley last time this rock, paper, scissors game was played on Radio 1, that was actually because Jordan North didn't turn up. So it's got nothing down to skill. It's just got something to do with Jordan's absence. So, Scott, you are representing your home city today. Do you feel proud, nervous?
Am I basically the Saints now?
You are, yes.
I'm so excited. I might we.
Yeah, well, in all my years of knowing you, I don't think you've ever been described as a saint. Right, Chris, can you make it two wins on the bounce?
Here we go, guys. I'm so up for this. Yeah. You can't lose to Southampton. Let's have it, Chappers.
Okay, so the scene is set for a thrilling match. Remember, we go after I say one, and then you shout rock, paper, or scissors.
Okay.
After I say one. It's right, the then. Best of three. Are you both ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Three, two, one.
Rock.
Rock.
Okay, still nil-nil.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Scissors.
Oh,
come on.
Clever tactics, Chris. Go with the same one, knowing that he will change. I like that. Half time. half time, and the score is Watford 1, Southampton 0.
Come on, Saints.
We're already back for the second half. That was quick.
Wow, are that's we really quick.
I know. No everyone time for a half.
Everyone had their oranges at half time.
Quick rub down. So, it is 1-0 to Watford. It's all on this one. Only one attempt in the second half. 3-2-1
Rock.
Well, that is the full time whistle. And at the end of that very, very exciting game, just by playing it safe and going rock every single time, the final score is Watford 1, Southampton 0. Two wins on the spin for Watford.
Come on.
That's what it feels like. That buzzing, absolutely buzzing. I could do this for Watford today. Unlucky, Scott.
Yeah, that was never going to go well for me. Sorry, Saints. I feel like I've really let you down. Mark Chapman from Sport, thank you so much.
Pleasure. I'm just going to wave to Sally from Corrie across the road.
Great. That was Rock, Paper, Scissors, Watford versus Southampton on Radio and Breakfast. And Chappers, the final score once again.
Watford 1, Southampton 0.
Scott Mills.
Molly loved Rock, Paper, Scissors today as a Watford fan. Let's bring in Sports Mark Chapman now for a small debrief. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. Chris Stark, you're there at home as well.
Yeah, I'm just buzzing from that win. Yeah, good to see a few Watford fans on happy that this early in the day we could do the business, you know?
Is this the bit, like I see at the end of football that I'm watching with my dad, if we watch the match and then they do like a full debrief afterwards with all the experts?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You normally
host it.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, don't criticise it too much because that's my career.
I was going to say.
No, but what's great about this, it's hearing Chappers do the full debrief like you hear on a normal match day, but over this type of music, which changes everything.
What I would normally say now is, well, Alan, if we look at Watford's performance there, what you would say is they were safe all the way through. They kept the same tactic. They went rock every single time. But always, when you're down near the bottom and you're fighting relegation, then safety is normally the best way, you know? Just pick up the points slowly and you'll hopefully stay up.
That may as well be Arabic to me. I know. someone says, this is Rich, a fan of Southampton, says, I think we need a rematch with maybe a better Saints player.
Well...
Yep, okay.
I think you can't do a rematch.
They can't do a rematch. And also, you know, at this stage of the season, I think you just have to stay loyal to your players, you know, and wait for the summer to come, and hopefully then there'll be a transfer market and then kick you out.
Ash from Basingstoke says the only way Watford could ever beat Saints, and that's rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, Chris?
There's just no need for that kind of thing, isn't it? That's the chat of a loser there.
So just back to the football expert. Chappers, would it be unusual for Watford to beat Southampton?
Not at Vicarage Road. I don't have Watford's actual previous record at home to Southampton.
Yeah, normally this is given to Chappers in a script.
Oh, I see.
But what I would say is, you know, they're doing very well, upturn of form under Nigel Pearson, and I would have expected, at the risk of annoying Southampton fans, Watford to have beaten Southampton at Vicarage Road.
Great.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 Breakfast. With Scott
and Chris.
Good morning to Alice, who is 8 from Birmingham. She made biscuits for the NHS this weekend for her local workers. Oh, nice one, Alice. There's Ella. 4. Scoffing waffles in Manchester.
Do you know, kids deserve so much credit at the moment. I saw this post doing the rounds and it's like, let's all remember, like, a lot of kids have been shut in, they're used to going out, it's hard to understand what's going on and all of that. So we should say big up all the kids listening. And do you know what? I look out my window right now and I can see all these rainbows in people's windows and they're generally painted by young kids. Yeah. and designed like that. It's just worth a word of thanks to them as well, you
totally.
Know?
Yeah, I saw loads in my area as well, like thank you NHS banners done by kids as well. Sarah says, a bit of a struggle this morning, but hearing you two is helping me get through. I live on my own, missing my family and friends, but thank you for putting a bit of normality back into the day.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
So,
with
pleasure.
Scott and Chris.
No worries, Sarah, thank you. It's Scott and Chris with you on Radio 1 Breakfast in for Greg this week. We normally do this in the afternoons.
Think of a subject, an item, a toy, an old chocolate bar, an old pop star, a song we might have forgotten about, a craze from the past that isn't anymore. All of them are huge hoes! All you do is think up something real throwback and then give it a on the phone to me. I've got some all lined up, so has Chris, and so have the Radio 1 listeners. We'll go round and round between me, Chris, and the phone lines until someone gives up and can't think of another one, or the timer goes, which means that's it. We're out of time. I would like to go first today, please.
Go on in, Scott.
Rachel Adedeji. Hello. Did you know she got a part in Hollyoaks?
Do you know what? That does ring a bell, actually, yeah. I don't know what she's up to now.
No, she left in 2017. Oh, and then had a baby. Congratulations, Adedeji.
Baby Adedeji.
What have you got?
Okay. That time we all got a free U2 album on iTunes.
And we didn't want it. It was just there.
No.
Line one, who have we got?
Hi, it's Katie in Sick Up.
Go on, Katie, hit me with your best who.
Friends like these.
Hello.
What was that show again, Katie?
It was on BBC One and Anton Deck presented it. Then it was Ian Wright and it was two different sets of friends in competition against each other.
Yes. Oh. Okay, line two, who have we got?
Chelsea from Norwich.
Go on, Chelsea, give it a massive who.
Nick Grimshaw on The X Factor. Hey!
Yeah.
It was only one series, wasn't it?
It was.
I don't blame him. To be honest, it's quite a nice thing to go and do once, isn't it? I fear it, after that kind of time, the show went slightly on the wonk. So actually, he pulled out at the right time.
Yeah, he did a classic leave before it gets really rubbish there.
Yeah.
Line three, who have we got?
Hello, it's Mahir, and I'm in Stafford.
Yes, Mahir, what have you got?
Floppy disks.
Someone told me this, that they still use floppy disks on nuclear submarines because you can't hack the disks.
My turn. Having skin on an undrunk cup of coffee. I'm not seeing that for ages, but there used to be a skin. You can get a skin on the top.
Mm. My go?
Yes.
Tie rack.
See also the sock shop.
I never went in a tie rack, but I'm assuming it was just a shop of ties.
I think so, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Katie.
Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda.
Keenan and Kel there. Chelsea.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
But he's now on TV in Australia, guys. He's the host of Instant Hotel.
Yes, you're right. He comes in from, I think it's from the second series, isn't it, that he gets involved?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still going strong. Let's take a break. The Who game is back after this.
Scott Mills.
This is The Who game on BBC Radio 1. It's me, Chris, versus our listeners, Katie, Chelsea and Mahir. Let's play again. Mahir.
The Harlem Shake.
Hello. Bet you loved it at the time, Mahir, though, didn't you? I can just imagine you there doing your thing. Did you do one of those videos?
I never did one myself, but I did look at the videos a few days ago. It's a good feel-good video to watch, actually, or the compilation.
I know what you mean. However, some have dated very, very badly. If you look at some of the Harlem Shakes, we had one particular incident where our boss, at the time here, he decided to get involved in a special one. And I think regrets that now.
So look that one up.
Scott, we've had to do every one of these crazes, haven't we? And you've been doing them, obviously, for a number of years before then as well. Even back in the day with, like, because obviously we've done the Harlem Shake,
Mannequin
the Black
Challenge.
Beetle, Mannequin Challenge. You would have done the original Macarena, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that, actually.
No?
No. Nah. Okay, back to me. Another Nick Grimshaw, actually. Sweat the Small Stuff. Team captains, yes. Melvin O'Doom, yes. And Rochelle Humes.
What was that? I don't remember that. Did Grimmy present that?
Yeah, it was a panel show. I quite enjoyed it. I went on it once or twice.
I remember the name of it, but I don't remember what it is as well. I remember Greg had one of these shows as well with Russell Kane.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what that was called.
Yeah, they're all in the sea now. Chris?
Flipping through the poster rack at HMV.
Katie?
Witch Doctor.
What, the song?
Yeah. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla, bing-bang, ho.
Yes, the cartoonies or the cartoons or whatever they were called.
There they are. They performed on the first Top of the Pops I ever presented.
What are they doing now? Because they were so weird looking, right? They must just be kind of self-isolating at the moment on their own. Like, but know that at some point in their lives they were part of this band.
Katie!
The Weakest Link.
Goodbye. Chelsea!
Ending a text with TB for text back.
Mahia!
Crossing your fingers to wish someone good luck.
Oh, there goes the timer. Okay, let's be quick. Me. British Home Stores. VHS. Yes, Chris.
Pressure. Fruit of the Loom.
Katie.
Fruit of the Home.
Katie.
Hashtag YOLO.
Chelsea, quick.
The Cheeky Girls.
Mahia.
Do you know who I am? I'm Ronnie Pickering.
Yes, Ronnie Pickering.
Chat roulette, rubbish. Katie. Oh, no, it's you. Chris.
It's an old-fashioned one. It's before my time, but it's still a who. Wearing your wallet on a chain in your pocket.
Katie.
Pineapple and grapefruit lilt.
Good one. Chelsea.
VAT at 17.5%.
And that's it, we're out of time. There goes another Who game. Katie, Chelsea, Mahir, great to have you on. And Chris Stark, WFH, working from home. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Thanks, guys. Scott Mills. You would have seen in the news, if you watched the news or listened to the news over the weekend, that there were a few people that were like sunbathing and like going to the park and sitting down and chatting with friends. No, stay home. Wash your hands. We've got to do this.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands and stay home. We've got to do this so we can get out of this quicker, okay? We're getting through this. But like, just think about people that don't have like any outside space at all, like a garden or a balcony. And a lot of those people live alone. Like, their daily exercise is literally their lifeline at the moment. So, yeah. Like, please just use the parks and open spaces responsibly so that they don't get taken away from us, because they might do. So please, just respect that. And also, you know, like, jumping between you and your boyfriend's or girlfriend's house, you might think, oh, that's fine, it's not okay. Just stay home and we will get through this, all right?
It is hard, though. I do understand why it can be hard at times. But as you said, Scott, like, we can all do this. And we will. We just need to kind of ride all this time out.
Yeah. Actually, on that, we had a message earlier from a girl called Charlie who says, normally, me and my boyfriend constantly, obviously, go around each other's houses. And we've made the decision to separate while this is happening. Yes, it's hard. And yes, we miss each other. But we would rather not put people's lives at risk. It's not that hard to understand when you think about it. I know, like, as soon as the weather gets a bit nice, we're like, oh, let's just go out. Because that's the normal thing to think and the normal thing to do. But just for now, stay home. Oh, and wash your hands. Thanks. The Scott Mills Daily. Now, we can say good morning to Jordan North. Hey, up.
No, I'm true. Young.
Sorry?
That's helloing. Aya. That's
Aya in Korean. How are you this morning, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I've not been up that long. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's all right. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Now, with all this kind of new spare time you've had, I know that Greg James thought it was a good idea to set you, you know, something to do. And for the past couple of weeks, you've been learning to speak Korean. Now, listener Emily has been helping you out with YouTube videos. She taught you, and you just did it, how to say hello.
An yong ha se.
And you do it?
And you young.
Okay, that's not the long...
Very good. Yep, that would
do. Annunciation.
Oh, yeah, that's like if you're saying hello to elders and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. So yeah. You just went for the short version, which is absolutely fine. She also taught you how to order a beer in Korean.
Oh, can I have a beer, please? You want to say mek, ju, jom, jeseyo. Mek, ju, jom, jeseyo. Mek, ju, jom, jeseyo. Mek, ju, jom, jeseyo.
Mekju jong juseo. Mekju jong juseo. I've got it already.
Say it again.
Mekju jong juseo. Mekju. No. Mekju jong juseo.
Mekju jong juseo.
That's it. And yeah. Even tried to say picky tea in Korean.
Picky tea, unsurprisingly, is not a Korean term, but a very popular dish in Korea is Korean barbecue, which is basically like an advanced level picky tea. So, a nation founded on a picky tea meal. We're gonna say, barbecue-lul makja. Barbecue-lul makja.
Seems long for just picky tea, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
So, I know on Thursday, Greg upped the level a bit and set you the challenge of learning this bit of this famous BTS song. This is Boy With Love. All right, so, Jordan, how's it been going?
Right, it's been a really busy week here at my flat. Like, I've massively got into tidying up, so I've been like demolding showers and stuff like that. Plus, like rating picky teas at the moment is just
it's full time.
Yeah, it's full, almost a full time job
like,
that for you,
teas
isn't it?
Sent to me on a daily basis.
I am seeing you get sent a lot now, don't you?
Yeah, like even there's even footballers. I'm not even joking. There's even Burnley footballers sending me pictures of their picky tees and stuff.
Right.
So,
So you haven't done it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't learned any of it?
I feel like I'm in school and you're my teacher. No, I haven't.
I'm just, I'm not angry. I'm like, I'm just disappointed, really disappointed. Now I'd like you to, if possible, here's what I think we're going to do. I'd like you to make some real progress, Jordan, so we don't have to have this chat again with your Korean this week. And I think that maybe you could do with some kind of incentive. So how about, I'm just throwing this out there, for this week, it's Chris Stark versus Jordan. Who can do a better job at learning BTS? Because, and here's what I've learned from all my years doing this, sometimes you need a bit of healthy competition to just kick you into gear.
Yes, I am up, I am well up for that. It's against Stark, I'm definitely up for it.
You see, already...
Yeah,
already
I don't have a problem with that.
Right, you're going to do it, are you?
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon I can... thing is, Jordan, I commit to these things properly.
He does.
Do you know what I mean? So I think you do need a bit of pressure put on you. So yes, me versus you, and we'll see who can figure this out the best. But yes, I'm up for that, Scott. Yeah, okay. Let's give this a go.
Good. So do you reckon, Jordan, you can manage this? Like, you didn't show up for Burnley, of course, the other week, so...
Yeah, that was because my signal was bad in this. I'm on a, like, basement flat. Yes! Sure.
There's a lot of excuses, isn't there, with Jordan North?
Yeah. All right, so you've got until... Well, let's do end of the breakfast show week. So let's do Thursday. Let's see if we can all stick to that, shall we?
Okay, deal.
All right?
Yep.
So that's happening. We are going to have this bit of BTS just to remind you, it's Boy With Love, and it's this bit of the song. Here we go. Easy.
Yeah, walking the park, right?
All right, this is going to be good because it's you against Chris. So a bit of a healthy competition, never hurt nobody. And I will speak to you both and see where you've got with Boy With Love and learning Korean. Jordan, North Korean, speak to you Thursday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott and Chris, in for Greg on Radio and Breakfast. Clara's with you at 11 this morning. We normally do this in the afternoon. It's called Bangers. It's really simple. I've got a song that I want played on Radio 1 urgently. Chris also has a song that he wants played on Radio 1 immediately. You tell us what's what, you decide, either me or Chris. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Toby.
Good morning.
Right,
good
so
morning, Scott and Chris.
You are feeding the nation at the moment, and we want to say thank you to all of the farmers.
Yes, the farmers.
Yeah, planting potatoes at the minute in Pembrokeshire, so lovely day for it.
Big up Pembrokeshire. Is it nice weather there?
Yes, not a cloud in the sky. It's sun out, so perfect.
Okay, whereabouts in Pems are you?
I'm over in Castle Martin, which is with a firing range, with a Castle Martin campers. So, yeah, close to there, over Pembroke side.
Okay, Toby, and you'll be in isolation, I'm guessing, all day, as you often are anyway, like working on your own there, farming away.
Yeah, isolation in the tractor, 12, 13 hours a day, so...
You're kind of used to that, though, right?
Yeah, I'd be doing this anyway, so it doesn't really make any difference to me.
And
we should give a shout out to all the young farmers that are listening right now as well. Like, normally an amazing social scene. We're lucky enough to have gone and DJed many young farmers parties, and you know, we look forward to it all being able to kick off again at some point as well.
Yeah, there's a load of parties and stuff being cancelled this summer, so
yeah,
I think it's just going to be a quiet summer this year, ready for next year.
It might be,
back,
you know,
stronger.
But we are, exactly, thank you. We're noted. We are all going to get through this. We're getting through it, okay? And we just need to do the right thing at the moment. So, potato farming, you say?
Yeah, potatoes. So, keep eating potatoes.
Yes. I'd like to say thank you, baked potato. Not just the baked, shout out to the other potatoes
baked
as well.
Baked potato changed my life. Baked potato showed me the way. If you want to know what is wrong from right, you must listen to what potatoes say.
Hoping for number one this week. It's for a good cause for NHS. Matt Lucas, thank you, baked potato. Thank you, Toby, for your potatoes.
No problem.
That was weird. Okay.
Thank you, Toby's potatoes.
Here's what I've got for you on Bangers today. I like Toby. I can't stress enough how much I want to hear this today. All right.
Okay.
Bear that in mind as I play you this clip of this track. It will sound lush.
Oh.
It's a smooth jam. It's not like a banger, but it will definitely be a moment. Come on, Toby. Pick Me, which is Casey and JoJo, All My Life.
That is such a good shout. Do you know, I had my year six disco. I think it was year six, maybe year eight. And this was the slow song. It brings back memories. I actually really, really want to hear that. But Toby, I'm going to offer you another song. It's like the opposite of that. And it depends what mood you're in, because if you fancy this, this is David Guetta, Snoop Dogg, Sweat.
Now that's a banger.
Okay.
This is a young farmer's banger, this one.
I think I've got my decision made.
Not the original
title. Yeah, but Toby. Oh, yeah, exactly. But Toby, the thing is, right, I know what you're probably going to go for here, but Casey and JoJo could be an amazing moment as well. Probably shouldn't say that because it is a bit of a competition, but it's true.
Okay, so you got two bangers whopped out on the table there, Toby. You go for it.
I think I'm going to have to go for Chris today with that banger just keeping me going.
Here we go. We'll have it.
Let's have it.
Big Snoop Dogg.
I worry that he hasn't judged the mood of the nation.
Can you be my doctor? Can you fix me up? Can you wipe me down? So I can make you give it up.
Do you know what we need, mate? A podcast. One Extra presents
Too Rude for Radio.
My name is
Dottie.
I'm Robbie.
This podcast is for all the things we can't say on radio. Quite often, when the music's playing, we have X-rated conversations off air.
I'm going to ask you a question,
right,
and you have to answer honestly.
Now, for the first time, you can hear those conversations.
Yeah, it's going to get a bit leery.
Too rude for radio.
Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds.
You can have a theme song.
Don't be corny on the theme song, yeah?
I think I'm gonna chuck in, I think I'll chuck in Casey and JoJo again tomorrow as an option.
Yeah, I think for another time. Do you know what? I'm so tempted to have a Jaeger bomb now. What a song that was. I think that was the right choice, actually.
I like it. You've got one, like, a reachable distance in your house.
Yeah, I could do. It's a bit weird, though. It's only 20 past 10, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, but you've been up ages, babe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, obviously, a lot of people, well, most people are spending more time with their families than they usually would if they're in the household together. And our favourite Irish family, the Flemings, that's what they're called. They're back with some amazing hashtag content. You will remember these from... were they catching a bat?
I think that's right, yeah. There was a bat in the kitchen and they had to try and catch the bat as a family and it got very heated.
Catch him! Catch him, Derry! Derry, catch him! There's a bat! Get a bat! Get a bat! Get a bat out of the house! Mum, will you get out?
Right.
Derry, will you catch him?
So the Flemings are back. Derry, will you catch him? And they've been attempting the dance that people have been doing to Blinding Lights by the weekend. I mean, it's a 10-minute video full of absolute gold. And watching them try and teach their dad the dance is amazing. The Flemings, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. So one, go on. Leg, go on.
Yeah. And then you do it again.
And then the second
and
time.
And then the third time you do this, you stamp it.
Yeah, and then this one, your leg is going like this.
One step, just.
Stamp it on the turd there. Stamp it on the turd. So good. Then they bring the music in and it all goes really wrong.
Open up for me when it's up for ten.
Alexa,
I was right there.
You weren't. It's like this. And then you pause.
And then the dad gets the grip of it and starts bossing them all around.
All of you put your hands in one direction. Tie you're the different direction. So you all know which way you're going now with your hands when you do that.
We all go the same way.
We taught you to dance.
It's the Flemings learning the dance to Blinding Lights.
Well, you must note the space in the ground now that you mustn't go beyond.
I have a dandelion.
Yeah. Because if you do, he'll only interfere with the other one. And he looked desperate.
I don't have my glasses on. I can't see.
So we're right now, so.
Goes on for a good 10, 15 minutes. Thanks, Flemings, for that extra content.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so it's time to go back to a time on the show where we used to read out excerpts from Chris's autobiography. It wasn't an official one. It was just stuff that he wrote down from his life, really, like just little stories of things that happened. And where are we going back to today, Chris?
Okay, we're going to my 23rd year at the Tap End. This was a trip to Kavos, one of my travels around the world. The beautiful, I don't know what you call it, country of Kavos. I've never really worked out what it is. But yeah, that's where we're going today.
Also, a lot of people won't know this if they ever go on holidays with the girls or holidays with the lads. What island is Kavos on?
Island? Not a clue.
So you've been there how many times?
It's Scott, you know, it's the same with all of them. Zante, the wonderful island of Malia, Kavos.
It's not an
Napa.
Island.
I couldn't tell you where they actually are in the world.
Okay. No idea.
But not many people could. I defy anyone to find Kavos on a map.
Well, it's next to Greece. It's an island. It's not an island. Here's a bit of education for you. Malia in Crete. Kavos. Corfu, that's where you are.
Mm.
You don't care, do you?
No, not really. But anyway, this is it. This is 24 years at the Tap End. I can't remember how this plays out, so hopefully all fine.
Ayia Napa, Cyprus. Zante, the beautiful island of Zakynthos. Here's 24 years at the tap end.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the tap end. At the tap end. My 23rd year at the tap end. In my time at the tap end, I have been lucky to have had the opportunity to explore the world. From family holidays to France, a German exchange to Germany, and explorations to places such as Malia, Napa, Magaluf, Newquay, Faliraki, and Jersey. One place that stands out, though, I've been very privileged in my life to have twice travelled to the beautiful holiday resort of Kavos. Admittedly, the first visit to Kavos had been a bit of a write-off. Unfortunately, due to a combination of events, three of my group became hospitalised. The hotel lost its appeal as water seeped through the floor, and Chango was lucky to avoid being arrested after making the stupid decision to swim over to a boat one night outside Club Atlantis.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to swim that.
It's actually further than you'd think.
Yeah.
It had been a fun holiday, but I came back from it more exhausted than when I had left for Kavos. But about a year ago, I got made an offer I couldn't refuse. Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills had been booked to DJ in Kavos and suggested we head over and make a bit of a lad's holiday of it.
I don't think I said that.
What do you mean?
I didn't say let's have a lad's holiday, did I?
Well, that's what we were doing, me and you abroad to Kavos. First thing that goes into my head is lad's holiday.
Yeah, but I never said that. I don't think I did.
Well, I think it was assumed by everyone, wasn't it?
Well, you, yeah.
I was bang on the idea, although in the back of my mind, I knew what potentially lay ahead. Scott hadn't been
to... What do you mean?
Well, because I'd experienced Kavos before, you haven't.
Oh, right, yeah, I was a virgin, yeah.
Yeah, you were a virgin, and I was...
Experienced.
Experienced, professional, I was... You know, I'd been before, I knew the ropes.
Yeah, you knew the rules.
Scott hadn't been to Kavos before, so I felt it was my responsibility to ensure he lived it to the full. We weren't going to be there for long, just a couple of nights, but I wanted him to get the full Kavos experience. Scott's been one of my best mates for a few years now, and we've had lots of fun times at the tap end. Not like that.
Whoa, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading it,
yeah,
how I've written
that
it.
That makes
is
it
wrong.
Sound like we have a bath together.
No,
we
don't. Never done that. In fact, I might take that out of the book if that's all right.
Yeah, you can change whatever you want.
Right, forget that. Generally, we have loads of good nights out, and he's been a good mate of mine in times of trouble. But Scott's idea of a holiday didn't quite match up to my experiences of holidays in places like Magaluf and Malia. For this trip to Kavos, there was even talk about getting massages at the hotel. Something I was scared of. We checked into the hotel. It was much nicer than the one I'd stayed in exactly 4 years before, but probably most hotels were. I bought myself a large beer, asked for an umbrella in it as I was on holiday.
You did.
And got settled by the pool. I was only there 2 days, so decided I didn't need suntan lotion. Massive mistake.
I did tell you that.
I was a rookie at this. Scott was already tanned and fitted in well with the other holiday goers.
That was probably from a bottle.
Scott introduced me to a game of gay... Scott introduced me to a game of...
Whoa!
Gay or European... whereby you try to work out if the guys in the pool are gay or European.
Yep, we've talked about this on the show. And that was a brilliant pool to play that game.
Although I felt a bit weird doing it, it was actually quite fun.
Yeah, there were so many candidates.
Yeah. I mean, if you explained this game before, then you look at the blokes and you decide if they're gay or European.
Yeah.
We'd never played that before, me and the boys, though. This was a new one you introduced me to.
It's a good one.
Couple of hours at the pool, then Scott announced we were to have massages. I felt a sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach. I had never had a massage before.
You were properly scared.
Yeah. Scott told me not to worry. We turned up in the hut where they were to happen. Scott told me to enjoy it and went into the room next door. A woman led me in, then quickly left after telling me in broken English to get ready. I didn't have a clue what to do. I removed my clothes and stood there, confused and vulnerable. The woman came back in as I stood there, cupping my spuds for cover. She quickly covered her eyes and walked back out. It was all very awkward, you know.
I don't think I left you clear instructions of what to leave on.
You left me on my own with this woman who couldn't speak English. It was a disaster. Didn't want to be there as it was. You told me it'd be a treat.
Why did you take all your clothes off?
Because you told me it was a full-bodied massage. Yeah, but and just go with the flow, you said. So she stood there. I assume she went
your
out.
Pants on.
She went out to give me a bit of privacy whilst changing, and then I thought, well, what goes on now? So I just stood there cupping them. I stood by the bed as well, because I wasn't sure if you meant to be front side up or down. Sunny side up or...
So she comes in,
yeah.
You're completely naked, and she's like, ah, and leaves. Right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, straight back out again. So I think you could hear the commotion.
Like, I could. I was fine. I was already having my massage by then.
She quickly covered her eyes and walked back out. Over the adjoining wall, Scott asked me what was going on and shouted over that I should put my boxers back on and lie on the bed with a towel for cover. I followed the instructions, and on her return, the lady seemed happier. I struggled to understand the small woman's instructions as she pummeled my back for 45 minutes. I made noises to show her I was satisfied.
Did you? You actually did as well?
Until Scott shouted over the wall to shut up. It was my first experience of a massage, and apart from the awkward start and end, it had been a relaxing experience.
Do the noises that you were doing.
Were they satisfied? Well, because I assumed she'd think it was a rubbish job if I wasn't doing the...
You did actually do this.
You know, hmm.
Yeah. Very agreeable. Thank you.
Very nice.
So you thought before then that when people have massages... They make appreciative noises.
Well, it was to break the awkward silence.
Mm.
You weren't there. I was left on my own in a foreign country to deal with this woman.
Mm.
I was just like, yeah, very good. Soon after, JD came to pick us up to take us to the gig. I was hyped. I was heading back to Kavos. I mentioned I'd been there 4 years ago, and JD mentioned the trouble they had 4 years ago from someone swimming to the boats outside Club Atlantic. I kept quiet. As we turned the corner of the strip, the place was rammed. Scott looked bewildered. Instead of me and the boys marching through town, I was with Scott driving through.
It's mad when you get to that strip in Kavos. It's the same with all the resorts, because it's like country road, country road, country road, bam! And then there's just like all the zombies walking towards you, towards the car. Like, ooh.
It is, that's how he described it.
I might take a shovel next time, like off of Shaun of the Dead.
Zombies.
Bow!
Get away.
That'll learn
you. You're going to drive through the strip, you see, so they all know there's someone famous in there because everyone walks through.
Right.
And then you're rolling up in this massive car, so sort of just going through. It's fun, though.
Took us a while to get through.
Yeah, ages. For me, it was like a homecoming. We got to Club Atlantis for what turned out to be one of the best gigs I've ever seen. The place was jumping, and after the gig, I took Scott to the very place that me and the boys sat round the bonfire on the beach outside. It was great to be back, this time with my mate Scott. He loved it, but wouldn't swim to the boat with me. Despite horrific sunburn for a week after, it was a banging mini lads holiday, and I hope one day to return once more to Kavos for the third time.
Oh, I love that one.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, what a time.
Scott Mills.
Stay safe, everyone. We're back tomorrow from 7 a.m. in for Greg while Greg has a little rest on the Radio 1 breakfast. More Better Days quiz, where we don't do yesterday's quiz, we do Better Days quiz, because let's face it, it's all a bit bleak at the moment, but it's getting better. Radio 1.